Now, we were talking earlier, you know, you've interviewed some of the best people.
I've interviewed a bunch, yes.
You really have. Now, you had a surprise phone call one night.
Yes, I did. Well, it was the surprise telephone call started in the daytime, but it really hit a peak at night several days after the daytime telephone call. You want me to tell you about that?
Yeah.
All right. One day I walked in the house and your mother, speaking of your mother, said Nancy Sinatra is on the telephone. Well, I've been a big fan of Nancy Sinatra's singing. You know, she even made some records with Mel Tillis.
Nancy Sinatra?
Oh, yeah. These boots are made for walking. She did some great work.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, anyway. Well, I walked in and I picked up the telephone and I said, oh, how is one of the most beautiful, one of my favorite beautiful singers doing? And the lady said, well, you're talking, I think you're talking about my daughter, Nancy. I said, yes, so who is this? She said, I'm Nancy, but my name is Nancy. My daughter's name is Nancy. But I'm the mother of the beautiful daughter. I said, oh, well, it's good to talk to you. She said, yes, I'm so glad to talk with you, Bill. She said, I got your telephone number, your private number, from Ruta Lee, who is a friend of mine. And, of course, she's a friend of ours, too.
Sure.
And she said, it's been raining here in Los Angeles. And she said, oh, she said, it's we've had mudslides and everything. Well, I knew she wasn't there to talk about the weather. But finally, she said, do you have Frankie's new album? And I said, well, no, I don't think I do. But I'm a big fan of his because I've seen him in Las Vegas several times. And, of course, everybody loves Frankie. And she said, now, I'm not talking about Frank. I'm talking about Frankie. Just like my daughter's name is Nancy after her mother. Frankie is our son named after his daddy.
Well, Frank's an
You get it so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, she said, Frankie has recorded a new country album. I said, oh, I have that. She said, you do? I said, yes, I certainly do. And she said, are you playing it? I said, I certainly am. She said, oh, that will make it so happy for Frankie to hear that Bill Mack is playing his album because you're well known as a disc jockey. I said, well, thank you very much. And she said, when he comes back, he's out right now on a promotional tour for that country album. And when he comes back, would you like for him to call you? I said, certainly. I'd love to hear from him. She said, oh, that would thrill him today. When he comes back in, I will take your telephone number at the radio station from you when we get through with our conversation, and I'll give it to Frankie, and he will call you. Are you keeping up with this?
Okay. I'm moving my head.
Okay.
I'm nodding.
I'm joking. Okay, I go back, and a few nights later, Wee Marie Willis is answering the telephone for me, and the phone rings, and she says, Frankie Sinatra's on the line. I said, oh, good. I've been waiting for this. So I pick up the phone. I said, hello, Frankie. This is Bill Mack. I said, listen, I'm going into a commercial break here, and it'll be about 3 or 4 minutes. So then we'll come back, and we'll talk to those sleeping truck drivers out there. Just hold on, Frankie, 3 or 4 minutes. Okay. 3 or 4 minutes of commercials run by. I pick up the telephone again. I said, okay, Frankie, are you ready to talk to those sleepy truckers out there? And the boy says, I don't think that'd serve a purpose.
Oh.
I said, well, look, Frankie, I said, you got this new album out, this new country album, and I think it would serve a purpose if you want the people to buy that album, that if we talk a while. He said, I do not have a country album. That country album is by my son. I said, you mean you're Frank? Yes. And I just want to take this time to thank you for programming my son's country album on your radio station. I will not forget this compliment to my son and, in a fashion, to me, his father. And I bid you a good night. That was it.
That was it.
That was it. And I thought about it. I had him hang on the phone for 4 minutes while we ran commercials.
You're lucky he didn't hang up.
Nah, he was a gentleman. I never saw Frank after that interview. Frank Sinatra, I mean. And that was a very special occasion.